Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at shear force on the intervertebral disc, and finally, a story about a biomechanical rationale for low back pain. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 518, recorded August 7th, 2015. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Eglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A new study published in the European Spine Journal looked at an in vivo rabbit model and was developed to investigate the effects of shear force on the intervertebral disc. After 1 and 2 months of loading, radiographic findings showed significant disc height narrowing in the L4-L5 discs of the animals in loading groups and slight lumbar spondylolisthesis in some animals of group B. MRI showed a significant decrease in nucleus pulposus area and signal intensity from T2 weighted images. Histologically, loss of normal nucleus pulposus cells and disorganization of the architecture of the annulus occurred, and proteoglycan stain decreased. The results of the study suggest that disc degeneration can be induced by hyperphysiological shear loading in the rabbit intervertebral disc. Long-term shear loading may result in structural disc failure in inducing lumbar spondylolisthesis and progressive disc degeneration, which, however, has to be proven by further studies. Surf to our show notes for links.
We'll be back with more news in a moment.
Looking for a good travel deal? Surf to chiropracticradio.com. Find the advertisers link to see current deals at Booking.com, Planet Earth's top accommodation site, offering deals at reasonable prices for most types of properties, ranging from campsites to five-star luxury properties. Again, surf to Chiropractic Radio, access the advertiser's link, and click into the Booking.com page for up-to-the-minute deals. The journal Spine recently published a study whose goal was to determine how different patterns of multi-level disc degeneration influence the biomechanical behavior of the lumbar spine. Because of the complex etiology of low back pain, it is often difficult to identify the specific factors that contribute to the symptoms of a particular patient. Disc degeneration is associated with the development of low back pain, but its presence is not always synonymous with symptoms. However, studies have suggested that patterns of disc degeneration may provide insight into such pain generation rather than the overall presence of degenerative changes. The results of this study showed that stresses and forces of the surrounding ligaments, facets, and pedicles at certain vertebral levels of the spine were generally lower in skipped-level disc degeneration cases than in the contiguous multi-level disc degeneration cases, even when the skipped level contained more degenerated discs. The authors of the study concluded that, to their knowledge, this is the first study to illustrate the biomechanics of specific patterns of disc degeneration of the lumbar spine. Using a multi-level disc degeneration model, the study provides insights as to why various patterns of disc degeneration throughout the lumbar spine may affect motion and soft tissue structures, as well as that may have bearing in the clinical pathway of pain generation. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Winston Churchill. Success is walking from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.